Here's two questions about, well, I guess etiquette and how you're supposed to behave. Can you cut this woman some slack? She went to her social media and posted this, that she was at a wedding and had been there for several hours, they'd gone through the wedding. And,
just a guest.
Yeah, she's a guest at the wedding.
Not in the bridal party or anything.
Nope, just at the wedding and was starving. And the food had not been put out yet. For whatever reason, she'd been through the wedding, it was time for the reception and everything, and the food was not out. Here is how she posted it and what she did.
Went to a friend's wedding, but it was a really long day. The wedding took place at 12. When it got to 8 p.m. with no food in sight, I was absolutely struggling. I was starting to get hangry, so me and my friend who I was with decided to order a pizza sneakily to the venue. When it arrived, I slipped outside to grab it, and I shared it with a couple of other people at the table who were also starving. Word got round, and now the bride is furious with me and said if I'd just been patient, food was arriving in the next 30 minutes. She told me that I embarrassed her, but some others told me it was tacky and disrespectful.
It is tacky and disrespectful. 100%. But did you hear the time on that? The wedding started at noon. It's 8 o'clock, and they had no food.
Look, weddings are terrible. If you're going to
give this man room, folks.
All right, yeah. Hold on.
Clear the room.
Let's talk openly, okay?
Yeah.
Attending, especially as you get older. Mm-hmm. Thank God most of my friends are now married or divorced and just dating. Because I don't ever want to attend another wedding.
They seem to all, for me, when I was about 25 to 30, there were 10 weddings that I went to, and then they're over.
Well, there's a point in your life where that happens.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
But they're long.
Yeah.
And part of the wait, frankly, is you waiting for the food.
Yeah.
You know, you go to, if it's in a church, you go to the church. Mm-hmm. If you're smart, between the church and the venue, you'll pull off for a little snack somewhere, knowing the dinner is going to take. It always takes a while at dinner. I think that's just going in, you know, it, but I would never order a pizza. I'd have thrown her out there.
Yeah.
And mocked her. Like, you're not going to order a pizza. Well, you're going to suffer.
I think she made a couple of mistakes. Clearly, that's a long, long, long day. And the shoes are going to be uncomfortable. Your dress is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
The clothing is uncomfortable that often that you have to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hadn't brought it into the venue and shared it with other people at her table.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I mean, you meet the driver on the street.
Have a slab.
Have a slice there.
A little dry hand pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Outside, I'm stepping out for a smoke. I'll be right back.
Right. Yeah.
You have you know, slice of pepperoni.
Yeah.
To me, that's almost like scream, and then to make a video about it too.
Yeah.
It screams I'm making this about me.
Oh, I hate it. It is very tacky. I agree.
Your wife would have been livid. Yes. And would have never forgiven this person.
That's right. That's correct. However, the bride, when we had our wedding, we knew it was going to be a while before we ate. So it's like, as soon as the wedding's over, you have like hors d'oeuvres, you know?
Generally, you're smart. Yeah. There's like holdover snacks while the bar is open, while the bridal couple or a party is taking their photographs.
Correct. You can have some heavy stuff an hour later after the photographs, but there's, you know, cheese and crackers and mushrooms and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I like good wedding food. I mean, I've had some pretty good times at weddings, you know. Biggie says they're awful, to quote him, but I've had some. But
I've seen him. I've had great times at weddings.
Yeah. I always get, before when I was single, I get a little buzzed, and I'd always think this is going to lead to romance.
S-E-X.
Oh, that's a big lie, too. You think, especially dudes, we all think we're getting laid at the wedding.
Man, I always tried.
Yeah.
I never got it.
We tried to keep our wedding. Ours was like 10 minutes long.
Ours, too.
Boom.
Short ceremony.
Drinks, food. Party.
Oh, I loved it. I loved the party. Now, of course, the wedding is the important part, but the party is great. Mm-hmm. It's so much
done
fun.
Right.
You know? Done right. Well, Matthew, you're talking about this wedding where the woman, well, she ordered pizza. Go ahead.
So I'm a wedding DJ, and we had one a few months back. People came in, just an odd couple, but anyway, they walked in, they looked at the spread. I mean, it was a very nice spread, steak, chicken, all this other kind of stuff, said, ew, left, came back in about 15 minutes with three different McDonald's bags and sat down and ate McDonald's.
That's even tackier. That's even worse. That's worse than what pizza
they didn't even
did.
Try to hide it. They were just there. We're having McDonald's. We hate your steak.
Over the line.
Over the line in a big way.
Over the line.
What a reprehensible person that is. My
Man.
God. That is awful. How could somebody do something like that? Thanks, Matthew, for telling us that. But that is as bad as it gets.
Looked
there.
Over the food, said no steak and chicken for me. Those are pretty good options.
Or they? I thought they might be vegetarian. They went to McDonald's.
They had
exactly. Burgers, right. So this, it's not like they were, oh, it's vegan or whatever.
Yeah.
I heard somebody recently about a wedding. The woman was mad at the bride because at the buffet, there was no options for vegetarians or vegans. Like, it was almost all meat. And she goes, you need to provide.
Even the sides, as it were?
It must have been a dinner, and they had steak or chicken, but there was no vegetable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman who was in the wedding was a vegan.
Do you prefer a wedding where it's like, do you want fish or chicken or steak, or do you prefer a buffet?
I like the buffet. Myself, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you prefer?
I think a buffet is easier too. It's less formal.
I like that. I like just
and you can sort of load up if you want, or if you have dietary restrictions, you might be able to find something.
That's my favorite. It's usually good either way, but I just like going up and getting what I want. Yeah, rather than choosing chicken or steak. Vince, you're talking about eating at a wedding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was telling Biggie. I went to a weekend this past weekend, wedding up in Pigeon Forge for a buddy of mine, and we were getting a little antsy on the food. So during the reception, one of my buddies ordered 92 Crystal Burgers.
It's over the line.
I had somebody go down and get them so we could eat a little something before the dinner.
Okay. Did just anyone 90, find out?
It was only 92.
Well, that was the question. Was there anybody that found out?
I don't know if we told the groom or not, but I'm sure he had some kind of idea when he came back to his cottage suite and there were Crystal Burger wrappers everywhere.
All right.
Yeah. Everywhere. Okay.
But, you know, over the line!
At least it wasn't in the reception hall.
That's
right.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that because it's between the ceremony and the reception, and it's away from the... Where the reception is, you know, this lady truly had a pizza delivered to the reception.
No, I agree.
In front of everybody. That's over the line.
Over the line.
100% right. Thank you, Vince. Vince did what you.
I want some Crystal Burgers. How many? 92.
And I bet Crystal probably wasn't even shocked by that number.
That's probably the average order for Crystal Burger. Give me 92 Crystal.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to a few weddings where, you know, the wedding is at the church. And, yeah, I've stopped in between before the reception get a little something here because, you know, the reception is going to take 2 hours to eat.
Little road piece. Yeah, you need a little road.
And then they do it by table. I hate that, too. Oh, if it's a buffet, you know, all right, we're going to start with table 7 here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's how the last wedding we went to with a buffet was like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get up there and go get it.
Yeah, I just say feast.
But you can't bum rush the food hall.
Oh, I'd let them all bum rush.
I think we did. I think we had a bum rush. Because, you know, we weren't there. You were a guest, Kelly. I think it was just free for all.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how you do it, though.
Get in there.
And it's always awkward, too, because you have to watch everyone go up and make a plate.
Yeah.
While you're waiting.
And then the first table gets through way before the last.
Of course.
Right, 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 right.